Welcome to the Casey Kohar Show, a celebration of words. I'm delighted to have back as my guest today Harlan Coben, author of The Woods. Last year we had Mr. Coben on discussing Promise Me, which is now available in a very nice paperback. And first of all, Harlan, thanks for taking the time today to speak with us.
Always a pleasure, Casey. Thanks.
The Woods has been chosen as the Columbus Dispatch's first online book of the month. So, first of all, I'd like to commend the Dispatch readers on picking an excellent writer, an excellent book. And hopefully some of the conversation we have today will stimulate some questions in the minds of the readers, because it really has created quite a buzz here in Columbus, Ohio, where the show originates.
That's great. Glad to hear. I'm quite honored.
Yes. Now, with The Woods, Harlan, this to me, I really like the novel, and we're pretty close to about the same age. And this is there are elements of The Woods that are just a really nice kind of a love story. I kind of felt it was.
Yeah, it's a lot of different things. It's a little grayer novel than some of the other ones I've had. There's very few characters who are, or no character in this book, who are black and white. And The Woods, in a sense, is a metaphor because no one gets out of the woods from that horrible night unscathed. That's kind of where I was starting from.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, it takes place roughly 20 years ago in a world that we look back now that was more innocent, perhaps. And probably most of us had the experience of going to summer camp. And so this is something I think with readers that will resonate with them, what it used to be like to get the car packed up, get dropped off at camp. And 20 years ago, for something like this to happen, it would have been a real tragedy and a real oddity. Today, unfortunately, it's all too common.
Well, yeah, that's sort of exactly it. I started the book with the first line of the book is, I see my father with that shovel. And I wanted to kind of get into it right away. But yes, I think that I'm not sure the times are that much more innocent. Just our knowledge is sort of greater. You know, my kids, I would walk to and from school, no problem, and we all did. And nowadays, we watch our kids all the time because we're afraid of predators. I'm not sure there's any more predators out there now than there were back then. But that's just sort of the reality. But the idea for the book actually came. I was a counselor at a co-ed sleepaway camp for 8 weeks. You know, the kids were away for 8 weeks when I was 17 years old. And frankly, that's too young. I know I hit you with the model of responsibility now, but they would never allow that kind of a thing to go on. So I was sort of thinking, what if? So what happens in this book is a guy named Paul Copeland, who was 17 years old at a summer camp, and on his watch, four teenagers, including his sister, go into the woods one night. Two are found dead. Two are never found. And he lives with that guilt for 20 years. And after 20 years, something new arises that makes him think that maybe his sister didn't die in those woods, and everything they thought happened that night in those woods is wrong. So that's kind of the premise of the book.
And it has kind of one of the things I liked is it has kind of a Hitchcockian element to it. There's a lot of nice twists and turns, and when you think you know what's going on, there's some nice plot twists that make you look at things differently, make you look at people differently.
Well, thanks. I mean, that's part of what I'm trying to do, always in every book, but it's maybe especially in this one. Every time you think you're heading in one direction, you know it's going to go on, it's going to twist around on you, yeah.
And I think the other thing that people will really enjoy about The Woods is that we all had the experience of having a first love, and it normally takes place probably around 16, 17, and Paul Copeland and Lucy Gold had that happen to them, and most of us hopefully outgrow it, but there's something about that first time you fall in love right around the time that Paul Copeland was at the summer camp that really, rock and roll songs have been written about it for 30 or 40 years now.
Yeah. Well, in this case, they kind of, because there was a summer romance, but because of this terrible tragedy in the woods, they kind of got torn apart without having a chance to separate their hearts. So even after 20 years, they've kind of never gotten over each other and that horrible moment. It's been entwined in them. So for them to finally get back together, see each other for the first time in 20 years, I thought would just add an emotional resonance to the story that worked for me, that I really enjoyed writing.
Mm-hmm. And it, there's a part of it too that I enjoy is that you really kind of explore technology has changed the way we live so dramatically that one of the characters in the novel, Sosh, says he kind of thinks to himself he wondered how the old Soviet regime would have handled the internet, and that really kind of sets your mind reeling about really the way information is distributed today and the technology that's available today. You use it quite ingeniously in the woods on both sides of the coin.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to reflect what the world is today. Today, you know, the old day when you would write a book where someone would get a cell phone call a regular phone call and not be able to answer, and you'd watch the phone ringing for hours. Well, now everybody has a cell phone, and everybody can be reached by email and all of that. So to not add that element is, to me, to be unrealistic. I'm not very good with technology, but I live in the world that has technology, and the story has to reflect that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Lucy Gold, she's had a rather disappointing life as a creative writing professor at a local university, and part of the plot spins on the some of her students, and I really like the character of Lucy Gold. She's had a lot of disappointments, and I thought she was a very well written character.
Thanks. I mean, I really loved writing her. She's more damaged. A lot of the people in this book are damaged. They never get over that night. I think she describes it as since that, you know, her life was going in one direction, was pretty good until that night. She felt like she's pushed down a hill and she's constantly rolling, and all she's trying to do now is stop that descent. And she's found a life for herself, but it's not necessarily a happy one. And this is her chance at sort of redemption, trying to find her way out of those woods.
And one of the things that the woods has is I think that it really does reflect the fact that most of us are walking around with some secrets that we have, and sooner or later, as your life goes on, sooner or later these secrets seem to come out of the mist. It's hard to keep them all down as your life unfolds.
Yeah, and nothing stays buried. That's sort of one of the things that I like to write about, is these sort of past, the crimes coming back to haunt you, the past mistakes coming back, where you think you have them buried out in the woods, to keep within the metaphor, but they're really not, and you have to kind of face them and deal with them and try to figure out where to go from there.
Mm-hmm. And Paul Copeland, he has, there are like I say, when I say this is kind of a love story of sorts, you really deal with all different aspects of love. You deal with the parental love that Paul has for his daughter, and that seems to be the strongest type of love that, you know, that a person can experience.
I deal with that in a lot of different books, and in this case, a lot of different levels of parents. You know, how far will you go for your children? Because that's sort of the ultimate test. I mean, if I were to ask you, would you kill somebody? Most people, of course, will answer no. Well, will you kill someone to save your child's life? Now the answer is yes. So where is that line? How great is that area get? And that's a kind of a line I explored in Promise Me also, and I explored a lot in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Promise Me, were you, you had to be pleased, and I would think pleasantly surprised, with the overwhelming success that Promise Me had worldwide with the return of Mylon Bolitar, and that ended up just being a real home run for you, didn't it?
It did. It was, you know, every book is fun to write. The Woods has actually so far been my biggest seller, even outselling so far Promise Me. So each one is, it's not how you, what you think about when you're writing them, except you want to get better each time. You want to write a book that's more gripping, a book that's going to move people more. I've gotten a lot of emails that the ending of The Woods stirred emotions and caused a tear or two, and that pleases me. You know, I don't want to just write I'm not writing a puzzle here. I'm not just writing twists for the sake of twisting. If you don't care about the characters, if you aren't genuinely moved, it's one thing to stir a person's mind, but if I can also stir their heart, then The Woods is really working for me and working for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be at a level in your career. You've won the Edgar, the Seamus, the Anthony Awards, the only author to win all three, to where you really can write the novels that you want to write. And that's a very nice position to be in as an author.
Well, I've sort of always done that. I mean, I've always written whatever I've wanted to write. My tastes, I guess, happen to be somewhat commercial. And I figure if I like them, you're going to like them. And so far, that seems to be working. I'll just keep doing that until someone tells me otherwise.
Exactly. Harlan, I got on your website, and I saw that there's going to be a film version of Tell No One,
yep,
which is being released in the UK. And if you could you just tell us a little bit about that? That's got to be exciting.
It's actually a French film. It was a huge monster hit in France. It won four of their version of the Oscars, called the César, including Best Director, Best Actor, Best Music, Best Editing. It won the Lumière, which is their version of the Golden Globe, for Best Picture. It's been a huge hit. Kristen Scott Thomas would be the actress that most people here would know because she speaks fluent French. And now it's subtitled, coming to the UK. I don't know when or if it's coming to the U.S. You can see the trailer, though, if you go to harlancoben.com. The trailer, I think, is really gripping. I'm actually in the movie for briefly, walking in the background or following somebody. And it was a wonderful experience. Guillaume Canet is the director, and he co-wrote the screenplay. And I think he did a pretty marvelous job with it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, the whole story's not French. I mean, it's so French, I would joke that instead of the guy's name is no longer David, they're not David and Elizabeth Beck, they're Alec and Margot Beck. They don't run through the streets of New York to Washington Square Park. They run through the streets of Paris to the Parc Monceau. And even the dog, which in my book was a collie, is now a French Briard. That's how French the story is. But it seems to work, and people seem to be liking it.
Oh, that's great. That's exciting.
Thanks.
Harlan, I know that that there's a reference to a kind of an obscure Bruce Springsteen song in the Woods. I know you're friends with Nils Lofgren, and we talked last year, and with the Sopranos being over now, maybe we can get an East Street Band tour now that that the Sopranos is over.
We can hope.
Nice. So maybe we can put a plug in there for Nils Lofgren that would be exciting if we could if they could get the band back together now that the Sopranos is over and get back on the road.
That would be nice. I'd certainly welcome that.
Yeah, Harlan, what are you for the listeners that are going to participate in the chat and that are in the process of reading The Woods? What are you happiest about as an author with The Woods, following up on all of the other successful novels you've written? What is it about The Woods that when you put the last period at the end of the sentence, what was it that you were the most satisfied with, do you think?
Well, again, it's the grays. I hope that people, you will ask who is innocent, who is guilty in the book, whose actions were understandable, whose were not, who the good guys, who the bad guys are. I hope that Paul Copeland and Lucy Gold move you, and that their relationship and that their, you know, what they're trying to go through and trying to find genuinely has, you know, you have a genuine emotion here. I mean, and that's sort of what I'm most concerned about. There's a lot in this book. There's actually a courtroom drama. And there's a there's twists involving KGB and Soviet Jewry. There's all sorts of stuff in here, but really at the heart of it is the story of a man trying to figure out what actually happened the night that destroyed his life, and trying to come up with some sort of redemption, start trying to figure out where he goes from here, and a woman who feels the exact same way, and trying to see if there's something left for them.
Well, great. Well, Harlan, thanks so much for spending time with us today. Congratulations on the success of The Woods.
Thank you, Casey.
And on the success of Promise Me and all the others. And we'll catch up with you again next year. Or do you have one in the works, Harlan, for next year?
Yep, it'll hopefully be out again late April of next year.
Perfect. Well, maybe we can get together again at that time next year, and we'll get caught up, and we can talk about that one as well.
Look forward to it, Casey. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you, Harlan.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.